بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن للصائم عند فطره دعوة مستجابة لا ترد، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه ابن ماجه رحمه الله. So in the previous hadith we have already discussed the importance of the dhikr of Allah. Before beginning today's hadith I would like to mention in connection to today's hadith that one very easy form of the dhikr of Allah, which probably takes the least effort and which every single person can do, is to start reciting those masnoon dua supplications, which many of which we have already been taught for different occasions, before eating, after eating, before really going to the toilet, when coming out, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, entering the house, leaving the house. These are all forms of the dhikr of Allah as well. And all of the benefits we mentioned about the dhikr of Allah in the past days, a person will get, to some degree, he will gain them by carrying out this form of the dhikr of Allah as well. But today, I wish to discuss one particular masnoon dua, or one set of masnoon duas in particular, which is the duas connected to iftar. So if we go through quickly the process of iftar, when the time begins, then we usually, from when we were young, we have a habit of reading Bismillah, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala iskika aftartu, before breaking our fast. But in light of the hadith, the ulama have said it's more correct to do so after you break the fast. So that means when the time begins, then first you will read Bismillah wa barakatillah, the normal dua for when you begin eating. Then you will have some dates. It is sunnah to open the fast with dates. How many dates? The ulama have said one is fine as well, but three is mustahab. So if a person can do that, that is even better. After that, in light of the hadith, a person should also have some water. So a person should have dates first, ideally three, and thereafter have some water. Thereafter, he should read the dua after iftar. And the famous dua is Allahumma laka sumtu ala rizqika aftartu. In some places, some people lengthen it, Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika amantu wa alayka tawakkaltu, etc. But in the authentic ahadith, the dua is only this much, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. This is the first thing to understand. The second thing is that there are also other du'as for iftar. And from when we were young until we have reached our 30s, 40s, but we still stick to only one du'a, which we know inside out by now. So a person should try to add at least one more du'a. There is another du'a on the notice board as well. And we gave cards out last year as well, which had it written on. A very short du'a, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأْ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُلُوكُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. This you will find on the notice board on the du'a. Take a photo of that, learn it. Read it at iftar time. That is a second dua a person should try to bring into his life. Now, in the hadith which I mentioned today, there is something else connected to iftar which is also very valuable. What is this? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that for the fasting person, when he is breaking his fast, at the time when he is breaking his fast, is a prayer, is a supplication which is definitely accepted. Here we are not talking about making dua and supplications being accepted before you break your fast. During the whole fast, that is a time to make duas, no doubt about it. And before a person breaks his fast, he should make duas. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse is saying that when we open the fast, that means when we are putting that date into our mouth, or if there is water, when we are having that water, at that time, if a person makes a supplication, it will be accepted. But at that time, no one makes a supplication. So at that time as well, it's not necessary to lift your hands because you are busy having a date, you may be busy having some water. But at that time as well, a person should busy himself in one dua or so at least. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised that in the hadith that this will be accepted. So let us bring these iftar duas in this manner into our life as well. And in general, all the masnoon duas we know, let us bring them into our life. If all the ones we know come into our life, then let us ask the ulama for more. I often say that those masnoon duas which we know, which we've learnt in Maktab, are probably not even 10% of all the masnoon duas that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So after a person brings them into his life, he should learn more from the ulama and bring them into his life as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice among that. Inshallah, the hadith will now be explained in Urdu. Whoever wishes to go, they may go. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This حدیث کی آج جس حدیث کو سنائی گئی اس میں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں کہ روزہ رکھنے والے کے لیے جب وہ اپنے روزے کو کھولتا ہے افطار کے وقت, اس وقت ایک دعا ہوتی ہے جو ضرور قبول ہوتی ہے. اب اس حدیث کا معنی یہ ہے کہ جب آدمی روزہ توڑ رہا ہے کھول رہا ہے, یعنی عین اس وقت جب وہ منہ میں کھجور رکھ رہا ہے پانی پی رہا ہے, اس وقت آدمی کو ایک نہ ایک دعا کر لینی چاہیے, اس لیے کہ اس وقت بھی یہ بھی دعا کی قبولیت کا وقت ہے. حالانکہ اس وقت عموماً ہماری عادت نہیں ہوتی ہے, ہم دعا کرتے ہیں افطار سے پہلے, اور وہ بھی کرنی چاہیے, لیکن عین افطار کے وقت اس حدیث میں آیا ہے کہ آدمی اگر ایک آدھ دعا کر لے گا تو وہ دعا ضرور قبول ہوگی, تو دعا کرنی چاہیے. دوسری بات جو ہم نے سمجھائی اس حدیث کے ضمن, وہ یہ ہے کہ افطار کا صحیح طریقہ احادیث کی روشنی میں یہ ہے کہ افطار کا وقت جب شروع ہو جائے تو آدمی پہلے کھانے سے پہلے کی دعا پڑھ لے, بسم اللہ وبرکت اللہ وغیرہ, پھر افطار کر لے. تو افطار میں یہ ہے کہ سب سے اول کھجور کھائے, اور کھجور میں یہ بھی علماء نے لکھا ہے کہ مستحب یہ کہ تین کھجور کھائے, پھر تھوڑا بہت پانی پی لے, احادیث کی روشنی میں یہ بھی آتا ہے, اور اس کے بعد جو مسنون دعا ہے اللہم لک قسمت وعلی رزقک کا افطر تو پڑھ لے. عموماً ہماری عادت ہوتی ہے اس سے پہلے پڑھنے کی, لیکن احادیث کی روشنی میں بہتر یہ ہے کہ روزہ کھولنے کے بعد آدمی یہ دعا پڑھ رہے اللہم لک قسمت وعلی رزقک کا افطر تو. اور دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ احادیث شریفہ میں چند اور دعائیں بھی آئی ہیں روزہ کھولنے کے بعد کے لیے. اور تو ایک اور دعا جو ہمارے پاس نوٹس بورڈ پر بھی ہوگی, وہ اس کا فوٹو لے لے اور اس کو یاد کر لے, وہ پڑھنے کی عادت ڈالے, وہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وہ مختصر دعا ہے, ذهب الظما وابتلت العروق وثبت الاجر ان شاء اللہ تعالی. تو یہ احادیث کی روشنی میں افطار کا صحیح مسنون طریقہ ہے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے.